produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Everyone hear the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 8, verse 22. Let me hear you say amen. Amen. It reads like this. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, said, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid, wondering, said one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obey him. I want to stop right there and talk to you from the topic entitled, Storm Surviving Faith. Can somebody say that? Storm Surviving Faith. As you look at this particular text, my lesson for today, when you look into the other gospels that really records this particular episode, Mark as well as Matthew, work so much together in its relation to what Jesus did while he was on this ship. You may find one or two words, little variations in what was stated because of the writers, noting the fact that you even considered Matthew, Mark, and Luke as being synoptic gospels, in which they wrote about the same thing, mostly about the same events around the same place and almost dealing with the same times, where you had Matthew that was writing to the Jews and Mark writing to the Romans and Luke basically writing to the Greek. John comes along and he does not take any of those perspectives. He don't even deal with the genealogies. He just starts off by saying in the beginning. And John really wrote universal without inclusive of any particular ethnic persuasion. But he dealt with the people from a different angle. But these three Gospels record this particular episode concerning Jesus. Well, when we talk about the statement that he made, where is your faith? It takes faith to operate and be able to maneuver without throwing the towel in a day and time such as we live in. It takes faith now to walk with your head up, even though you got things that have tried to bend you over. It takes faith to look your circumstance face to face and basically yet let that circumstance know that you're going to stand on the word and on the principle of God. So many of you are encountering things that you know that have been designed to attack your spiritual growth. And when this thing is all over with, you got to recognize it's not about your personality. It's not about what people think and how they feel. But when you are walking by faith and not by sight, you are a result-oriented saint. There's results that come in. And faith itself denotes the fact that you are not a person just wishing, not a person just hoping for something to transpire, but you are a person looking for it. You looking for your deliverance. You looking for your breakthrough. You looking for God to do exactly what his word says that he would do. And you're going to have some things that you're going to encounter that's going to be cumbersome to your everyday walk of life. Things you don't understand. You don't understand why some problems fan you. You don't understand why it looks like the more you pray, the worse off it gets. Sometimes you don't understand when you've been faithful, Brother Moses, in certain things, and then look like the walls are closing in on you. And when you treated folk nice, look like you getting dumped on. And when you helped others, look like you can't find nobody to help you. Hello, somebody. Why you encouraging everybody, look like you yourself need a pat on the back. It's some things that you really just cannot understand. But you ought to help me right there. Just tell somebody, hang on in there. God got a delivery date for you. Yeah, there are going to be some times where things are going to happen. That question is going to come up. Where is your faith? Even in the world we live in now, it poses many different obstacles and things that is not pleasant to life. Never before has the world been able to witness such a great fear and unstable state of mind among the church. There was a time where church people just really believed in God unwavering. As a matter of fact, the people that we criticize so much, our forefathers, may not have had the education that many of us have now. We have the degrees. We have your bachelor's and you have your master's and your PhDs and your DDs and all the EHDs and every kind of D you can name. And we have these, and yet, as smart as we supposed to be, we really operate as if we don't have any sense at all. But those were the people that didn't have all that, but they had a prayer life. They had a faith life. They didn't have all of the insurances, the Humana and the Blue Cross and the Shield and the different Cobras and all of this, that, and the other. But they walked by faith. When you stepped on a rusty nail, they didn't have the money to take you to the emergency room and get your tetanus shot, but they just clean that old wound out, put some iodine, slap some fat back, and kick you right back outdoors where you can get back out and get started all over again. Hello, somebody. Didn't have all of the amenities that we have right now. They didn't have a lot of time. You can just fill your car up. You know, most of the cars they had, gas hand were broke anyway. Some of them had a stick they had to put down there, try to measure how much gas they had. But somehow, God kept them afloat. Got them from point A to point B. Because they were just operating by faith. And sometimes the household had to be sustained by one income. Normally more than two or three children was in the house. Some of us had 7, 8, 9, and 10 children in the house. And had to rely on one income. You don't hear what I'm saying. And didn't have no 4, 5 bedrooms in the house like you got now. You got 4, 5 bedrooms, so somebody can get mad and send somebody on the other side. But we had, you know, a couple of bedrooms, and they were for use only. Mom and daddy slept in one and the children had the other. And you got to understand, now with all of the luxuries that we have, look like we're becoming a faithless people instead of being thankful and full of faith. Most of the time that people only believe God if it's something that they can see tangibly, if they can hold it, if they can grab it. A lot of people got Missouri attitude, you got to show me. But God ain't got to show you a thing. God said, you got to believe me. You want him to show you something, you want you to believe in who he is. Got to learn how to stand on his word. And when you standing on the word of God, you're doing it unwaveringly. Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man ask anything, for he's asking amiss. And begins to describe it like he's a wave on the sea, tossed and driven up one moment, down the next moment, wishy-washy from side to side. You don't know what a double-minded person going to do. They with you today, gone tomorrow. But here God said, if you want me to operate on your head, you got to stand on my word. And I don't care even when we hear the reports like we've heard today, what the doctor can see in the report 1 week. But when God get through handling, you don't hear what I'm saying. And God can eradicate the source. And when you think about all of the stuff that you have dealt with over the years, we ought to be a people whose faith is built up by day. And when you look back over your life and think about when things could have gone awry, but God kept you on target, kept you straight, kept you being built up. I'm talking about sometimes you open the refrigerator, nothing in there but ab media. But God kept you sustained. Oh, Lord, reaching in your pocket, nothing in there but lint. But God kept you going. Driving your car, your tires so slick, looked like you could see the air in them. But God kept you moving. But here you are today. Tell somebody, I'm still here. Yeah, you've been through the storms of your life, but God has kept you around. I'm telling you now, you can't deal with unstableness and looking for something great to transpire. You got to understand that some people would de-energize you with negativism. I'm telling you about, yeah, you better have some five senses. God don't expect. Let me tell you something. You can have all the sense you think you got. Matter of fact, you think you got five, two or three of them might not be working. But when you think about who God is, he ain't relying on your five senses. Yeah, your spiritual sense outweigh anything that you can think of. Matter of fact, God's thoughts are greater than your thoughts. His thoughts are not even your thought. Even before you can think it, God has already thought about it. You ought to tell somebody that whatever you're thinking, God passed that. Well, when we get over to Mark 13 and 4, he lets us know why we have so many stable, unstableness, rather, amongst the believers. They asked Jesus something. They said, tell us, when should these things be? Jesus was discussing some things with the disciples. And he said, what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answered them, began to say, take heed, lest no man deceive you. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We live in a day now where people now are almost just professing to be some type of deity and want you to put their trust in them. But let me tell you something, it's not in him, but it's in Christ.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. Worship you. Thank you. wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean. Change something about you. Change.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Like you mean it. Change me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out.
By Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.